Every so often, a podcast emerges from the clutter that speaks to the heart and soul of America and the world. This ain't one of them. It's time for those ignorant intellectuals.
Miss J.
Either learn me or I'm a left.
D.A.
Plain devil's advocate.
Pretty smoke.
I'm the type of woman you'll never have me in a position where I'm ass out.
J.L. Dangerous.
They don't really want to smoke.
And the moderator, Big C the Chef. They are the Unprivileged as Fuck Podcast.
You niggas, crazy.
What's going on, everybody? Back at it again. Another edition of Unprivileged AF. What's going on? Everybody's here with again, except Christy. But she's still under the weather. But how you all doing tonight?
Outstanding.
I'm very well.
I'm alive.
You alive.
Alive.
I'm so alive. Alright, y'all here. Anyway, it's been a long night. We still in St. Louis. I'm still in St. Louis. And we gonna get it cracking. So what you got, James? I heard you take that breath in. What's up?
Oh man, this mic is actually really good. I'm about 3 inches from it. Pause. Now, the thing is, the question I have, I was told about this thing called the St. Paul sandwich, and I'm tripping off of it. Really? I would really like to know about a St. Paul sandwich. Is it? Because when I saw the pictures, I saw two pieces of white bread, some lettuce, some egg foo young looking thing. Please tell me what it is, and where would you get one?
It's disgusting, and you get it in the hood.
I don't know, man. You know what? I don't eat them. I've had one. It's okay. It's not nothing to write home about. It's not slap your mama good. But, I mean, it's... I think a St. Paul sandwich is... it's one of those... it's almost kind of like a slave food, you know, when you know what you have to do with the leftovers.
Right.
You know, you got to make something.
You call that slave food?
Yeah, you know, slaves used to... How the hell you think hush puppies came around?
Well, what I'm saying is like that. It's like to call it slave food, though. I know where like greens came from. I understand where it came from, but it's like we've evolved, and so it is part of African American fare. You know what I mean? It's just part of our diet. It is not.
I understand that
slave food.
I understand that, but you know, you get the gist of what I'm saying. Okay. No, it's something taken from. It's something that was probably made from leftovers.
Okay. Yes.
Something that you had left over and you just wanted to, you know, let me see. Well, I'll just take if I put this with this and put it between two pieces of bread.
Right. Yeah, like, oh, let me take this pig foot and put it between two pieces of bread.
Yeah.
So they might have had some leftover Chinese food from last night, egg foo young, and said, I'm put it on there with some mayonnaise, some tomatoes, some pickles, or lettuce, and we're going to call it a St. Paul.
Disgusting.
In St. Louis. It ain't even called the St. Louis. It's called a St. Paul.
Yeah. I think the person...
I was trying to figure out.
I think the person who made it is from St. Paul, Minnesota. Let's...
But you can't even get a St. Paul in St. Paul.
Right.
Yeah, because it's not a thing.
Yeah, you can't
it
get
it. It is only a thing in St. Louis.
You can get a Juicy Lucy in
nowhere.
St. Paul.
I'm mad nasty shit. Yeah, you can get one of them.
Okay.
Now, I want to try one.
No, you don't.
This is what Wikipedia says. The St. Paul sandwich can be found in many Chinese American restaurants in St.
Hello,
Louis, Missouri.
Hello, only place. City in the whole United States.
Hold on. Why? As well as other cities in Missouri, including Columbia, Jeff City, Springfield. The sandwich consists of an egg foo
young
patty.
Where black people are.
Made with mung bean sprouts and minced white onion, served with dill pickle slices, white onion, mayonnaise, lettuce,
that's
and tomato between
no.
two slices of white bread. The St. Paul sandwich also comes in different combinations of specials, such as chicken, pork, shrimp, beef, and other varieties. Now, the origin. One source has the origin of the St. Paul sandwich
dating
to the early 1940s, when Chinese restaurants created a sandwich as a unique dish that was in a more familiar sandwich form that would appeal to the palates of Midwestern Americans.
No, to St. Louis, it's nowhere else. So what they're trying to do is we're going to get these niggas on these sandwiches. Oh, we want to eat our food, so let me be eater and go put them against some bread, because I can fool them thinking it's something good. They
you
can
mean
come
like,
back
like the early, earlier version of the Popeye's chicken sandwich, huh?
Right. Well,
I guess.
Okay. According to local legend, the St. Paul sandwich was invented by Stephen Ewan at Pork Chop Suey in Lafayette Square, a neighborhood near downtown St. Louis. Ewan named the sandwich after his hometown of St. Paul, Minnesota. Food writers James Beard and Evan Jones believe the Denver or Western sandwich was created by the many Chinese chefs who cooked for logging camps and railroad gangs in the 19th and early 20th centuries and was probably derived from Egg Foo Young. They believe that the early Denver sandwiches were actually St. Paul sandwiches. The sandwich was featured on the PBS documentary Sandwiches That You Will Like in 2003 and featured in a
disgusting
book by artist Kelly Pratt released in 2016 called Stately Sandwiches as the sandwich chosen to represent the state of Missouri.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Well, so it's a Chinese food dish.
Yeah, it's a fried egg foo young sandwich is what it is.
Yeah.
Right, but it's not a Chinese dish. They did that because they figured, look at these darkies up here.
Well, no, this, white folks don't eat them first.
Well, especially in that time in the 40s, that's true. But to them, like, none of these people have tried it. They're ignorant to, you know, Chinese food, so how about I just slap it on two pieces of bread? Like they played into the ignorance and put it onto these bread, and they was basically feeding Chinese food, and they didn't know it.
Yeah, because I never seen a sandwich in a Chinese spot. Now, I went to the Vietnamese spots. I see the banh mi's as a Vietnamese type of food, if I'm correct. Please don't kill me if I get the ethnicity wrong. But yeah, but I never seen Chinese sandwiches.
That's they weird. Don't exist. Yeah, you gotta remember, and you won't see really obese Chinese people either.
Lies so, you tell.
I said you won't really see really obese Chinese.
I see plenty of fat Chinese back. Folks.
I'm saying, stop playing with me. You don't, and not in
I
the,
do.
Yes, you do.
Okay,
that's I got fine. Chinese part on my side.
I'm saying again, that's anecdotal. That's what you see, but. And Rick said, when you think about the foods that they eat.
Are you
eat,
saying Chinese or just Asian, period?
I would go with Asian, but if you want to talk Chinese, I'm talking in general Asian, because really their diet is nowhere near like ours. They don't eat bread like that.
I know
that.
Plenty of big, fat Asian motherfuckers.
And they don't eat bread.
Well, you got to like remember
hold on,
Asian.
Chris, that's just anecdotal.
You're taking that out of context.
You are taking my statement out of context. So there.
Well,
Asian ain't really just the Chinese and those people up there. It's all of Asia, which includes like the mother Asian countries.
Who did you just give a geography lesson to?
I just said because when you're talking about big Asians, I might not have seen big Chinese or big Japanese. Well, them sumo wrestlers be big as shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they must be tearing them St. Paul sandwiches up like a mug.
I mean, well, another big Amish, Asian, famous, Sammo Hung.
Yeah.
And that big motherfucker can move for his size, too.
Who the fuck is that?
One of the great martial artists. They used to fight with... He's been in plenty of Bruce Lee's movies. He's been in plenty of Jackie Chan's movies. He even had a show here in America called what was it called? Martial Law.
Yeah.
Da, have I offended you?
Oh no! I'm just laughing at you.
All that huffing and puffing over there when I ask the question.
No, I just it's what you call it, your lack of worldly knowledge.
My lack of worldly knowledge because I don't know who the fuck. What was he, a boxer?
Your lack of knowledge when it comes to pop society is offensive.
If it don't come out of Chicago, she don't know shit about it.
You're dead ass wrong. But I'm just saying, so sumo wrestling.
He's not a sumo wrestler. That's an international movie star.
I'm dying.
Okay. So you know all the international movie stars, I think.
No, I don't know all of them, but I have a general knowledge of most of them.
So what about if I ask you about, you know, supermodels? Right?
Okay. Go ahead. I have a general knowledge of supermodels. If you said Jan, or if you said Christy Petrovich or any of them, I would know who they were.
Only problem is I don't have general knowledge.
See, again, you continue to offend me.
They ain't from Chicago.
Right, they ain't from Chicago.
Chicago, yeah, hey, disowner.
Whatever.
Chicago disowns you.
I don't even roll like that.
Do you know Tyra Banks? Just checking.
Yes, James.
Just checking.
Is she really from Chicago? Hey,
I can vouch for your Ness. She really is on that.
We need to give her a test. Where's the best Italian beef sandwich in Chicago?
She went to Lane Tech,
yo,
though.
Huh? Jay, don't do that.
What's the best Italian beef sandwich in Chicago, Janelle?
Yo, check it out.
All of them, actually.
It's not
of them.
A bad one. Like, there's no such thing.
What's the best?
All right. It's hard to quantify. You're forcing me.
What's the most popular? Okay,
but there's no really bad. I can't.
We're checking your driver's license, people. Where is South Roxana, Illinois? That doesn't look like Chicago. That's what it says. It says South Roxana. That sounds like Southern Illinois to me. It's another bammer. Another bammer claiming the city.
What are you on?
Janelle.
Like, what are you on?
Janelle.
This evening?
Oh, my goodness.
Janelle.
Oh, my goodness.
You are not from Chicago.
She's forgotten where she's from.
Somebody needs to tell my mama that. Like,
I could vouch for it. She's definitely a Chicagoan.
Janelle needs her Chicago card revoked.
Yeah, she needs a refresher course.
Never. Never.
Good. Anyway.
Well, if I go to St. Louis, the only place I get one is if I got to go to a Chinese spot to get a St. Paul sandwich.
No,
you gotta go to a Chinese spot in the hood.
Right, I told you.
Hold on. You don't go to a Chinese spot. You go to a Chinaman.
You gotta go to the Chinaman. You gotta go to the Chinaman.
There's another problem right there. This Chinaman shit. I never heard that shit in my life.
That's what we call the Chinese restaurant.
That's so disrespectful.
They call
the
Chinaman.
It's so disrespectful.
Hey, I'm going to the Chinaman. Yeah, this is the Chinese. You say I want to go to a Chinese restaurant, you can get some rice and peas and shit on your rice.
Right.
Some peas and carrots in your rice. You go to a Chinese
restaurant. And highly unacceptable.
Y'all fried rice.
Huh? So what's it
y'all got gravy in your fried rice?
Oh, yeah, you can get with gravy. I like mine with extra gravy, man.
Yeah, I tell them put gravy in mine, too.
Yeah.
See, now, I'm going to tell you this, James. If you come to St. Louis and you go to the Chinaman in the hood, if it look nice on the inside and everything, it's gonna be trash.
Yeah, you might as well walk out.
Right.
It's gotta be dirty.
Right. It's gotta be dirty.
You gotta be
as
scared
fuck
to sit down.
Right. Yeah. You gotta be scared to touch the wall. You gotta be scared to touch the door knob to walk in. Okay. Then that way you know the food gonna be fire.
Nice.
Okay. But I will say this too. Check your rice as you eat, as you pull up each fork full. Check your rice.
See?
Check your rice. Because there may be a little critter in there that you may be.
Hey, but hold on.
Kind of crunchy.
Hey, that's why you ask for gravy. That's why you ask for gravy. Right. You think it's just a pepper.
I'm going to be honest. I didn't know. I ain't saying I'm the smartest man ever, but I did not know Chinese food had gravy.
It doesn't. It doesn't.
Well, hold on now. I've been across the country in ghettos across the country, and I've gotten basically what when you say gravy, it's just the egg foo young gravy. I always get the gravy on my rice everywhere I go.
Yeah.
I mean, I just I can't do it without it.
Yeah.
So it's not just Chinese restaurants. It's Chinese restaurants in the hood. So
correct.
Chinamen.
Are they trying to kill us black people? Are they serving
ragged food to
black people?
No, it's just what we like, man. Really, it's gotten to that point. It's just like, if you get some fried rice, if you go to, let's say, P.F. Chang's, everybody has a P.F. Chang's, right?
Right.
That ain't no fried rice, though. Right. If you go to, it is
fried rice. No. It's not definitely fried rice.
If you go like Roboto's, what's the other big hibachi chain?
Isn't it Hibachi Grill?
Yeah, what's the other big
one?
Yeah, Benihana's.
Yeah,
that ain't fried. Even though you watch them fried in front, that ain't fried rice.
It is fried.
That shit gotta be greasy and dirty.
Right.
If it don't look greasy and dirty, that's not fried rice.
If the grease don't come through the white box and make your bag brown, that ain't good fried rice.
No, it's not. No, not at all.
Arteries just got clogged.
Yeah, that's why. Exactly.
Damn right. That's the whole point.
and you really need a vest soda, man. Preferably pineapple. Or pina colada. Yeah.
I used to like grape or peach.
Oh, yeah. All of them hit, but a vest soda hits perfectly, man. It has the right sugar content to go with the grease.
Yeah.
Cream soda.
Vest got all flavors, man.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I think before I go home, I'm going to go to the store and grab a case.
You should.
Of assorted.
Okay.
Of assorted vest. I'm going to fry my own rice at home, though.
And the only reason I'm asking is because the one thing that I miss living outside of Chicago, and I'm not knocking no other city, I just don't find food as tasty and delicious as Chicago food. Anywhere I go, I get some of the best food I've ever had in my life in Chicago.
You know what, James? I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm going to tell you something this. I'm going to tell you something right now. Most Chicagoans don't like food from anywhere else except Chicago.
Very true.
Well, there must be a reason.
I am not most.
Chicagoans I don't want to say y'all have a closed mind. Y'all have a closed palate.
Closed palate.
Because all you know is Chicago food. Everything else.
I must push back on that. While I understand what Jay was saying, and I agree, what I mean by that is, There's no bad food. Like, there's so many choices and options. So I have a very diverse palate. Growing up, we ate everything. You know, we ate Italian. We ate Chinese food. We ate Greek food. I go on and on because of where we lived. There was such a diversity of foods, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so having been outside of Chicago, living in other parts of the world, and most of the United States, there's some foods I found, depending on where I am, is native to that place, and it's really good. It's not about a comparison. Mm-hmm. Because I have no bad food when I go to Chicago. I would not compare that to anything else. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense. In Texas, for barbecue, I love Rudy. Rudy's is delicious. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've heard of Rudy's, but Rudy's. What you know about Rudy's? You know about Rudy? Rudy's is great. Rudy's.
Rudy's is like McDonald's.
It's right outside of St. Louis. I mean,
Rudy's ain't no C&K, but I mean, okay.
well, see, exactly.
It ain't no Big Jake's, but
whatever that is.
Right? Is Rudy's really Texas barbecue?
It is.
No.
Oh, that brisket.
How would you compare Rudy's to Gates?
I don't like Gates though. So I mean, that's just me though.
I spent 4 years in Texas. Yes, I've had Rudy's multiple times. Rudy's ain't horrible. It's just something to eat when you want a barbecue-ish flavor. So I'm not dissing it, but it's kind of just regular barbecue.
Hey, but what gets me is that sweet corn. I don't give a damn. That cream corn, baby.
Yeah, the cream corn.
You know what? In Texas, my favorite is Tank's, but that's I like tanks. That's my personal.
I've never been there.
Oh yeah, you know that's pretty good. Well, but I mean that's just about Midland.
When I'm in New Orleans, Louisiana, you know, I was talking about. We're just trying to say we're closed-minded about foods, but that's not true in all cases because I know there's places I go that their food is fantastic. In Washington D.C., there's Matchbox Pizza and Lido's. Again, it's not Chicago pizza, but it is its thing there and it's good. Now don't get me started with St. Louis.
The only thing with New Orleans is I'm not a fan of seafood like that. So I don't like a lot of their food because they got all kind of stuff that they find in there and that muddy water out there. I just don't need it.
Yeah. This is kind of like off topic a little bit, but Janelle? You kind of sound like you slurring your words a little bit. Are you okay over there?
I just went in my mouth.
No. Usually, now, people, y'all can comment on this show if you watching on YouTube or anything, but if you're listening on YouTube, but correct me if I'm wrong. If Janelle is usually wide mouth or outspoken, loud and everything, but right now she's kind of just like kind of somber and you kind of slurring
I'm
the words.
I'm chewing ice.
No, it's not ice. Did you have something to eat earlier?
Yeah, I had some popcorn.
Anything else other than popcorn?
Thank you.
Did you by chance have any brownies or anything?
No.
You sure
no,
about
I'm,
that?
I'm, no, no, I don't have no brownies.
Because you seem, I mean, I've never seen this very, very mellow side of you.
Do you like it?
That's kind of turning me on.
Ooh.
Yes. I apologize. That was not my intention. Let me get to talking.
So what you said, Chris, is you would take Nell, but you had to take a drugged up version of her.
Yeah.
Billie Holiday version of her.
Yeah, I got it.
Thank you, brother.
You know what? I'm going to have to get her some of them cookies from Planet 13 that I had.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Uh-oh.
Well, all right then.
I don't know what that is.
I told you the story of them cookies I had.
I don't know what.
I had cookies at Planet 13, and
I don't know what that place is. Never heard of it.
It's a dispensary in Vegas.
I don't know what that is. My bad.
Nice.
You see how you sound? I don't know what that is. I'm sorry.
I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness.
Hey, fellas, listen, if y'all listening, y'all like this voice of Janelle, inbox us, let us know. Or hit us up on our page.
Is that what we're doing right now?
Yeah.
Janelle
is looking for a date.
I'm not. Well, it depends. Depends on who it is. So maybe I am.
Yeah, so if you are, look, let's do this. Let's set Janelle up. All right.
What?
Everybody. We need all the guys to hit up our page, Unprivileged AF, on Facebook. All right. And
absolutely not. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Hey, that's how you feel when Janelle walks by.
Mm-hmm. All right. Look. Post on our page a photo of yourself and ASL. We know your sex, okay? So just put age and location. All right. And hashtag it date for Janelle.
Oh man.
What?
Wow.
Hashtag it.
Dude, you just came with an old chat room thing. Dude,
right.
Somebody been scouring the chat room.
Right, when you go to ASL, age, sex, location.
I was like, what is
ASL?
I'm old school. let's do hashtag date for Janelle. And yeah, let's see if we can get Janelle a date. We'll have Janelle make her picks on the next episode.
I have never done goodness. That online thing. Oh,
it's
my
about
God.
To be some thirst. Hey, girls used to, for some reason, girls didn't mind showing their naked body with their heads not showing.
I will put up a full body picture of Janelle.
Wow.
So that you all can get a good look. Because you, I'm telling you, you all ought to see what she look like with these leather pants on right now.
Oh my God.
She rocking the Eddie Nail. You rocking the Eddie Murphy's?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, she
raw.
Is.
Yeah, raw. R-A-W.
Yeah. Hey, fellas, let me tell you this. Let me tell you this right now. Janelle got a little bump back there.
Oh, wait, really? Really, I didn't notice.
So, listen, I'm telling you.
Oh, is that goodness. What we're doing tonight?
Yes, we doing it.
Oh, my God.
We doing it. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Janelle. We're going to drop. Look, Janelle, we're going to get you. I ain't going to say a man, but we're going to get you a nigga. Okay.
I currently don't need either of those.
She's currently involved with her own nigga.
Oh my God, what is wrong?
Nigga. Oh look. My goodness.
Come on.
Can we not
come
right
on.
Now?
We're going to get Janelle a date for, okay, let's just put it like this. What's the next holiday? Memorial Day weekend, we're going to get Janelle a date for Memorial Day weekend.
And Janae, if Janelle doesn't choose them.
All right. Who is Janae?
You must anyway. You must have your two COVID shots, vaccines, though. That's the stipulation.
All right. So, if you want to go on a date with Janelle, like I said, follow our page on Facebook and our Instagram and follow us on YouTube. On our page, drop a photo and tag it hashtag date for Janelle.
Okay, now, so joke is over.
No, it's not a joke. We're going to do it.
Joke is over.
Hey, let me tell you this, fellas. This is one thing now. You know, Janelle will give you some Kevin Samuels type of critique. So,
right.
Yeah, if you know you don't qualify, don't put your picture or none of this. Don't even try, man, because, yeah, she'll tear you up.
That dude be killing me, man.
Where did that come from? Who did I tear up?
Oh, you know, if a guy comes with no teeth and no job, you know.
I mean.
No teeth and no job. I deserve. You know?
I mean, no lies detected there.
You deserve a dental appointment, my brother.
Speaking of Kevin Samuels, you think Janelle can compete with him?
I think she's more intelligent.
Yeah,
I would go with that. You ought to call him.
Kevin Samuels.
Kevin Samuels. The guy to be letting these women have it on his show.
You know the guy that looks like he's gay that's always critiquing women or
you a six and you trying to pretend. I think I saw
he's
one
a woman
of those
hater.
Videos. Yes, that guy.
Yeah. For a high class man, you know.
And explain what a high class man is in your basic ass brain.
Well, see, that's why you need to call.
Yeah, you need to call.
We need to do that for a show. Janelle calls Kevin Samuels.
When does he go live?
I think it's Tuesday, Wednesday. I actually listened to.
How do you know this?
Oh, I actually listened to him. It's hilarious to me.
It is kind of.
Yeah, I mean, because he won't let you pick a seven because seven is you have to rate yourself, but you got to be a six or eight. So it's like if you go to eight, so now you're in Beyonce, Rihanna territory. Hey, you rate yourself the same as them? Well, then you're six. You knock them right back down. So I'm like, oh man. And once he gets you to admit that you're a six, it's off. Now you didn't cut down your self confidence. It's just like you just fly. They just flounder around like fish at that point. Because if you've already degraded yourself, because you know, well, no, I'm not as pretty as Rihanna. Or I'm not as pretty as Beyonce. Oh, so you're six? Well, yeah, I guess I'm a six. Oh, well, once you say that, yeah, he got you. Ain't no getting out of that now. You in your own words said you're a six. You know, so why would a high class man sit there and want to deal with a six when he has access to eight nines and tens? Ask yourself, you know, he just, you know, he hits him with that rhetoric and
then don't let him ask you for your your weight and your height and everything, because it was that one. He said, "Oh, you're done. Goodbye."
And but he's equal opportunity, at least.
Huh?
He's equal opportunity.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah, he get all. Yeah, he had one man where he's out talking to a guy. He's just like, "Well, how much money you make?" He's like, $400 a week. I was like, "Oh shit!" I already knew this was going bad, man. It was going bad right there. So he's just like, "Okay." They said, "Well, how tall are you?" He's like, "Oh, I'm 5'7". How much weigh? 280. He's like, "Shit, do you have a big dick?" And he's just like, dude was just like, "Huh? No, you know if you have a big dick or not. Do you have a big dick?" So basically, you're fat, you don't make no money, and the ladies don't even get a big dick out of it. And I was just like, damn, that was pretty accurate, though. But yeah, he brought him all the way down, man.
Brutal honesty.
Brutal honesty, yeah. I mean, that's...
But
yeah, she should call in to him. Yeah,
we need to call.
I think that would be very interesting.
Let's do that. Let's have him. I hope he don't listen. He probably not going
to. I don't want her talking to that woman hating. He hates his mother. That dude's a square. And then my question, does he get women? Is he married? I don't talk to people who don't live it.
Does he look? Well, hold on. Does he look like he likes women?
No. That's why you shouldn't take any advice from him. And if you look at him, Neil, if you ever see a picture of him, come on, man. He's just an adult version of Steve Urkel. Yeah. You just have to see him. And I'm just being real.
I've seen it.
And people,
I saw
people
a picture giving of him. He got the little man bag hanging on his
shoulder. I've seen him.
You know, hanging on his shoulder.
People giving him a... They giving him a platform because, unfortunately, some people are just insecure in their own skin. They pump him up and they watch him and they listen to him for some type of advice, and he's a nobody. I'm like, dude, you're horrible.
What's his name? Kevin Samuels?
Yes. Go. You never seen him before?
Yeah, I've seen him. That's the picture I saw with his little man
like
bag.
An adult Steve Urkel.
Right.
Nah, I would tell it to his face. I would love to see him and tell him, back it up. Does he have a woman? Is he married? Can he get a high quality chick? It looked like all the girls used to punk him when he was in high school. So for him to be trying to bash women, yes, he might be knocking them down a little bit, because sometimes some women be on a high horse and they might need to get knocked down. But there are other women that are valuable. And don't get me wrong, Beyonce is definitely a 10, as well as Rihanna.
Yeah.
Even with the three kids.
Yeah.
Even with the coke habit, she's still a 10.
Yeah.
Rihanna, allegedly. Allegedly.
Well, yeah, and see, that's what it is. I mean, you know, it's all arbitrary anyway, because everybody has their own rating system of people anyway. So when you sit there, you know, he puts those names in there. And, you know, nobody can honestly, who can honestly say, oh, yes, I feel I'm in the same. Because, you know, they got all the prepping and proper, you know, priming, you know, all that extra stuff, airbrushing on pictures and all that. It's unrealistic for a normal person to sit there and be compared with a star, because they're going to do everything to make that star, get painted in the best light possible. Like I said, from airbrushing to lighting. What was that stuff Mariah Carey used to do? When she was tired, she wouldn't sit there. The light had to be coming from the ground.
Yeah.
You couldn't have a light over her head coming down because she didn't want you to see the bags in her eyes. Light had to be coming from the ground, so you couldn't see. I mean, that type of stuff, man, the average person can't control all that. So you always see these people in their best light, and then, you know, shit. You got everyday people.
I remember.
It's bad. I remember
Raya was beautiful at one point, and then she hit a wall hard. I saw the wall coming. In that video, I think it's called It's Like That, where she did with JD and them.
Right.
And Fat Man Scoop. And now when I was looking at the video, I said, okay, the wall is approaching, because she's really started to look bad then. But a Vision of Love, Mariah Carey, right. She was fine back then. But I don't know what happened. Nick married her a year too late and got rid of her 2 years too late.
Same happened. She got lazy and she, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
she getting carried everywhere, you know.
It's the same thing that, you know, just on some random stuff. I had seen that A-Rod and J-Lo just broke up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess A-Rod was cheating. And people were like, oh, how can he cheat on
allegedly.
J-Lo? Allegedly, yeah, well. But, I mean, it's just like, you know, a guy like A-Rod, I mean, who's been basically, you know, pampered his whole life. well, I won't say pampered, who's basically, when you earn that type of money and have access to the type of people that he has, I mean, there's no consequence for him cheating, to be honest with you. I mean, if he loses J-Lo, he's going to find somebody else. So he doesn't feel like, gee, J-Lo, that's not J-Lo, that's just another chick.
Is that how it is?
Oh, really? Yeah, I mean, really J-Lo's is like that.
She's never been anything to me. She's always been bland to me. She's not, she's like McDonald's sandwich. She would just be there in the crutch, but I never found her to be hot. And I just see, I see her now. You too old to be out there putting yourself like that. So hell, I would cheat on her right now. And I am nowhere near the figures that A-Rod is, but I wouldn't be interested in her.
Right,
she's a chameleon.
Right. Yeah, you don't, I mean, there's nothing, I don't want to say there's nothing special about her, cause that's a bit harsh, but
There's nothing special about her.
She's from the Bronx.
You go to the Bronx right now, you'll fall backwards into 19 bad Puerto Rican women that'll put her to shame.
The only
difference is they don't have access to Dr. Miami. Oh, shots fired allegedly.
Yeah. Hey, I tell you what, that A-Rod money, that's that Dr. Miami money, that's ashtray money. He got that sitting inside his cup holder.
Exactly. That upkeep. Yeah. So you know, I've never been the biggest fan of her.
Somebody put a picture up of J-Lo in the middle with all the guys that she would call the Lord of the Rings. She the true Lord of the Rings. Because I think she got a ring from everybody, did it? I don't think she got one from Diddy, though, did she?
Shit, oh, he wonder. But that was at that point, that was a status play.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, like I said, even when he got his money, I mean, that's what really happens. When you get an exorbitant, once you start getting the hundreds of millions of dollars, and I mean, I'll speak for just, this is my opinion. This is just DA's opinion. But as a male, I mean, what you about to tell me? I mean, you know, it's even if, I don't care if you got your own money. I mean, I can find another one. Frankly, right. I mean, it's like I really have to enjoy, we really have to be.
To you, women are that disposable. Like, you don't make intimate connections with people.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. We really have to have a connection, a personal connection. But so often, it's not even about the personal connection when people meet. Because basically, it's basically, they're coming because you are who you are. You either have the clout or that money. That's what they're coming for. That's why they're with you. It's not because, oh, I had a personal connection with this. No, I mean, because think about it. Life is fun if you're always on vacation.
You know it.
If we're always in hotel suites, we're always in the parties, and we're dressing to the nines, everybody's pretty much interchangeable.
What?
He's making a good point. That's why during the pandemic, so many MNFers broke up. He has got a point.
If you don't really like the person you're with, you're not going to be with them. You're not going to stay with them. And I agree with that. And I know guys in the NFL. I know guys in the NBA. I know guys that play Major League Baseball. I know rappers. I know some everybody. I know guys on Wall Street. And one thing that rings true is just like, man, you know, they'll sit there. They're attracted. What's a nice way? I could put it a nice way, but they don't look at, you know, attractive women as, you know, they're, let me just say it. They don't look at their equal. They look at them at like shit, frankly, like their dick ornaments.
I like that.
That's really what's going on. Oh, I can find another bag. I got 10, because, you know, it'll sit be out, man. Her, man, I got 10 of them in my phone. She don't want exactly. No, man. I'll buy a bag. I'll pay off her house or some shit. She, you know.
You want to meet one of these dudes, Jamel?
No, not a cheap. No, but Janelle wouldn't. But I'm just saying, in general, there's a lot of women that for that of that fun. Yeah, I mean, shit. I've been out, you know, shit in villas in Vegas. Oh man, you know, chick come out. Man, I'm tired of seeing her, man. Shit, would you need something for me? Well, yeah, you said you was gonna sit there. I've seen a guy hand a chick $30,000 just to, yeah. All right, bye.
Must be nice.
I mean, chill. You man, what you do all that for? You gonna call? Man, I'm not calling nobody. You know, oh, I'll see you later. We'll see. Yeah, that's the response.
Yeah.
We'll see. I mean, hey, I was like, I don't want to treat anybody like that because, again, I'm a common man. And I may have to see these people again.
I could never.
Yeah, that's just not in me. But, I mean, if I had that type of cachet,
and I had, you know, women coming at me just for fame or money all the time, I may be that callous.
So sliding in your DMs and everything, it's hard. You only got so many no's in your pocket.
Man, I could just tell you stories being the man next to the man next to the man, how that go. But that's just, that's like, that's wow. It's amazing. So I can see how they can become that callous because they feel like nobody values them. So they don't, exactly. In turn, they don't value others.
That sounds like a mental health.
That's not mental health. I mean, if here, perfect example, Janelle. You win the Powerball tonight. Everybody knows your name. How hard do you think it's going to be able to, for you to find an honest love connection once everybody knows that you win the Powerball? You won the Powerball.
I don't look
good
for love.
Good question.
You don't look for love.
I don't.
You don't look for love, but every time you sit there and turn around and talk to somebody, you have to question, are they talking to me because of me, or are they talking to me because I hit this Powerball? Mm-hmm. So they just become very callous. You know, they become very callous because they figure everybody wants something. It's really a lonely world.
They would quickly learn they wouldn't get anything from me.
Think about it. Think about it.
They may not get anything from you, but they're gonna be around. They're gonna try.
Perfect example, Prince Hakeem. That was the original reason why he came to America, because he wanted to find somebody that didn't know he was a prince.
See, that's why at a certain age we keep a Bob around.
Oh, boy.
I'm just saying, you got to deal with that. Wanting something.
I know if I was Prince Hakeem, I would be the cleanest M&F in the world because I would always be taking baths.
Boy. I swear that second one was a lot. It was rated PG-13 because I'm looking. If you notice in the original, in the first one, when they showed the bathers, they had no tops on.
Exactly.
Right.
When the bathers
remember that, huh?
When the bathers came in to bathe old boy, they had the little jewel things hanging over, but then they had on like a sports bra up under it.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, dog. Yeah, you know, you need to stick with the original.
It's the society we live in.
Just though.
That's the culture. That's how they doing it. Just like if you notice the movie, and this is no disrespect to any of the women out there, the movie tried to do a lot of woman empowerment in the movie, mm-hmm. where that wasn't really a suggestion. And I'm like, it's the society we living in right now that you could tell it was written in for these type of times, mm-hmm. you know. And that's what, and I don't like how, when I knew it was going to be PG-13, you know they weren't going to get as raw as they would have in the last one. Yeah. But I pretty much like the barbershop scenes the best. And then, of course, at the end, when Randy Watson came out, star of the show, shut it down.
Now, you know what, I will say this, you know, and this is the shit that gets me. Speaking of the barbershop scene, okay, them motherfuckers was old already in the first one.
They good and dead.
It's 30 years later. How the motherfuckers still alive?
They not.
Sea moss, baby. I want to be just like them.
Them they motherfuckers should have been
older.
A tad, but still, them niggas should be dead. It's all of them. Even the old Jewish dude. He should have been the first one to go.
He was super old. And I'm gonna watch it again just so I can get back to that barbershop. There was some good scenes right there.
What do you say? The one with the long titties, the long flat titties. Yeah.
Oh my god!
Yeah. All right. Well, let's see. Shit, the show almost over. Janelle, you got an unpopular opinion for this episode?
No, it's not. Are you serious?
Yeah, hey, what you call? Yeah,
we're 45 minutes in.
It's getting late.
Wow.
But do you have an unpopular opinion for this episode? No?
I don't.
Wow. Whoa. What? What? Are you
Oh, okay, then you're going to do me dirty with the applause.
Well,
okay.
See, usually because we usually have to tell you just one. All we need is one, Janelle. We just need one unpopular opinion, Janelle. And the one time that you don't have anything, hold on. DA, we just found Janae keeping her mouth shut for a change.
Dun, dun, dun. See? Yeah, we were just talking about that.
Yeah.
You know, especially when you come from
Chicago.
What? Why must we continue with that?
I was going to Chicago.
A thing.
You know, when you come from a relationship with a very talkative woman, a quiet woman is a blessing. We were just talking about that very much. Quiet woman is a blessing.
You know that's PTSD, right?
Oh, no, that's...
Okay, just so you are aware, because that's what you are clearly still suffering from.
Oh, yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm triggered. It's just like when I hear a voice, it's just like somebody's shooting. Like, you know, shooting in the air like a dog.
Do it sound
like a dog
like
on 4th of July.
Do it sound like Byron.
Oh, no, man. I feel like I was in Vietnam, you know, Marine from Vietnam. When you get to talking, I just want to cower under the couch.
Well, my
sounds
question
like you need
for
inpatient
the person.
Therapy.
Well, my question for the woman that was doing all the talking, was she doing all that talking when the relationship was at the beginning?
Oh yeah, man to this day just talk.
See, but when did it become irritating for you? You had to at least hit it after your 10th time. See what I'm saying? Now this shit's irritating.
Well,
cause it ain't like she started talking. She been that way her whole the whole situation.
But y'all always ignore those.
Until we lived together, it wasn't irritating. Now when we started living together,
yeah, cause you had to hear it all the time.
Boy.
Yeah, you had
it's like, man.
So there was no
day.
Substance. It was no substance, or you don't want to hear it.
Well, you know what? I'm about to get crucified. Yeah, I really didn't care what she's talking about. I don't want to hear it. Man, I just don't want to hear it. Just shut up. What do you want to tell somebody? Shut up. You can't tell people to shut up. That's all bad, man. You start
what
telling people to shut up. You start telling people shut up. You can't. You ever try to tell your wife shut up?
Nah, I did under my breath. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. I ain't doing it loudly.
Yeah, I'm not that brave either.
I ain't brave like that.
No,
man.
Nah, it's not.
I listen. And 99% of the time, you know, I ain't trying to sound like fucking Russell Wilson, but her shit's off the chain. She funny as hell to me. She's a comedian and she got great stories. Which is crazy, you know, because women don't really tell great stories.
Your wife, no. You're saying, tells great stories, really?
Yeah, she tells good stories. I mean, every now and then, you know, the story might get different, but usually her stories, they be on point, they be on topic, they don't lead into another story. You know, you be with one girl, and she want to tell you about her day, but then she got to tell you six different other stories which led to her day, which is a history lesson.
And the problem is what?
You can't keep the fuck up and you're in the middle of playing a video game or watching a game or something.
Oh, yeah,
or doing something like sleep.
Yeah, I come home from work, take a shower. I can remember back in those days. I'd come home from work or whatever I was doing, you know, a long night at the club. And I was like, okay. I sit there, take a shower, and I come back and I'm just trying to catch up on sports and to see what happened. Oh, you know what? You know what happened today? Now, like, man, oh man, it's 2:33 in the morning. Do you really think I care what happened yesterday? Why can't it wait till tomorrow morning?
You know, didn't say it like that.
I didn't say anything. I just sit there and just suffer. And I was like, one day I'll be able to make a change. And when I was able to make a change, I did.
And I understand what you're saying because you don't want to, because then it leads to another argument.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I mean,
ties.
Yeah, it leads into another argument and shit. It sits there and it raises the stress level because now I'm going, you know, I'm going to be further. If I say something, you know, you're further going to be penalized and you're going, you know, you're really going to be uptight then. So you're going to be sitting there with a, you know, just a with other problems, let's say. Yeah.
You know, one of the techniques when they mad and they want to fuss about something. And you know, you kind of tired of something, you just have them rub your feet while they telling you. And them be some of the best foot rubs because they get mad and they already squeezing hard. Man, your feet be feeling like gold.
I'm going to have to sit there and try that next time somebody
gets pissed off. They said,
hey,
talk to
give
me about
me a foot rub.
Right, while you arguing with. Wait, make that make sense. So we're arguing.
No,
and I'm
no,
going to
no,
wrench
no,
over.
No, not arguing. No one said arguing. Janelle, have you listened? I'm saying when she wants to bark about some stuff that went
on. You say bark, that sounds like arguing.
Let me hold on, Jay. Let me ask Janelle this question. So let's say you're sitting up there and you have something to tell your guy friend. Uh-huh. And you start, he's like, hold on. Rub my feet while you're telling me. What would you say? Would you comply? Or would you be like, hold on, nigga.
I ain't about to rub your feet. I'm not fucking doing that shit.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, so most women ain't about to give you no foot rub. Especially if they got something to get off their chest.
Hold on. I mean, do give foot. Don't get twisted.
But if you're not the source of the energy,
But not at that point, you know, where you're trying to sit there and talk. Hey, well, before you start talking, go and give me a foot rub and, let me hear it while I relax.
Go and walk on my back.
Is a ridiculous request.
You might as well ask for a reach around, Jay. Yeah, give me a reach around while you're telling me.
Ain't nothing wrong with a reach around now.
Hey, let me get a reach around.
Get another ridiculous request.
How is that a ridiculous request?
It is. If someone feels the need to talk to you, your significant other needs to talk to you, want to talk to you, want to share, and or get advice from.
But it's not a ridiculous request.
I took a breath. I didn't stop speaking. Anyway,
my bad.
If they come to you for that, and you flip it to yourself and go straight to, give me a foot rub while you tell a story. For one, you minimize what their concern was by just calling it a story. And it's like you taking the focus off of me. I'm trying to concentrate, trying to tell this story that obviously I'm concerned about. And now I got to focus on rubbing your fucking feet. What? You can ask that afterwards.
Well, what I was saying is, it's not that you're concentrating on my feet. The whole thing is, so it's
when
okay
I rub feet,
for
I concentrate.
Person. So you can manipulate my ears unwillingly, but I can't manipulate your hands. See what I'm saying? You're forcing me to listen to something and to have to dig in and even offer a response like, you right? Uh-huh. Get out of here. That shit, boy, that girl crazy. You gotta say stuff like that every six or seven phrases. But yeah, but you're manipulating my ears and taking advantage of my ears, so I can't take advantage of your hands.
You know what?
Where's the answer to that? I'm just asking.
You know what?
Because that's the whole thing. It's a give and take, right? Let's both get something out the deal. I'll sit and listen to that story about what Keisha did today, and you go ahead and you take care of these bunions. That's not gonna work.
I'm outnumbered.
No. I'm just talking about, this is male and female. Because every now and then, a dude, I might come in and say, let me bounce something off you. And then you grab their feet, and that actually opens it up. And it opens up their brain even more, and then they'll offer different
and
solutions.
And that's fine. Maybe you should offer it, but to ask, if you, no, to ask.
Well, I didn't force it. You're supposed to ask, right?
No.
Ain't we in a climate of asking?
No, you're taking it off of you. I love my feet to be rubbed. Like, I have this whole thing. But if you rub my feet, guess what I'm not doing? Paying attention to a motherfucking thing you saying. And I just... Being one, anybody know me who's had the pleasure of rubbing my feet can tell you that I'm going to sleep. I'm going to fall out, and I love it. So, I'm not even hearing you.
Nell, you just gave the sauce to a whole bunch of dudes.
Put foot rubs in your message when you post your pictures.
What I'm saying.
You have a whole bunch of Negroes talking about, I love to rub and lick toes.
Yeah, you gave them info and say, that's all I care about is rubbing feet.
I'm not thinking about giving anybody info.
We're going to take a picture of your feet. We're going to take a picture of your feet, too.
Y'all know my feet cute, so don't do that.
Take your shoes off. Get ready to take a picture.
You know they cute. Yeah. I'm taking my shoes off. They stay cute.
All right,
but
John.
No, I think.
Go ahead, James.
No, I was going to just have it's the same.
Well, hold on. Let's try something else, man. The foot rub may be what you call it, but hey, when you get home, man, ask for a reach around. ask for a reach around while you while she tells you what's going on, and I want to see if the response is the same as the foot rub.
Well, hold on. For those that don't know, what's a reach around?
Oh, she can basically oil her hands up and get behind you in like a Heimlich maneuver and basically jack you off in a slow, steady motion.
What the fuck? Why?
Why would you want a woman?
Because it feels good.
Yeah, because it feels good. Yeah, I mean.
Oh, why she got to get behind me, though? Why can't she just do it?
Right.
Oh, well, then, you know, she may get occupied. You know, she may not be able to talk if that's the case, right? If she get in front of you.
So you can feel her boobies on your back.
Hey, you hear me, Chris? She may not be able to talk. She get in front of you. She may not even be able to talk. She may be, may have a mouthful there.
Oh, my God.
Now, what does she want to? Now, what if you ask for a reach around and she put a strap on first?
I knew. I knew.
Oh, you want to reach around? Okay, let me put this strap on.
Like, number one, why you got it? Number one, number two, get the fuck out.
Yeah, what get made out. You think? Yeah, get what out. Made you want to spend some money on that shit?
Yeah, something's going on. That, you know. We too much alike.
What clues did you think I'd sent you to make you think I'd want that shit?
Right, you know, somebody's been sleeping in my bed playing in my head, you know.
And you didn't invite me.
You going out getting, you know, hey, I like that. I like those type of girls too. But still, man, but look what you're doing. You got to go.
Yeah.
You know,
You should ask, man. You have a stable home life, man. So I mean, you won't be too hurt by it.
That's why I have a stable home life. I know some shit. I know where the line is.
Exactly.
And I'm that dude. I talk a lot of shit, but I tiptoe that motherfucker quick. I tiptoe it. I know where my bread is buttered, man. I will, you know, I'm going to wait till we get a little deeper into our relationship. We've been married 17
years. A little deeper? You've been married 17 years. What's deeper?
Maybe for our 30th anniversary, we have an argument. I don't know what the fuck we could be arguing about 30 years in, but I'll ask for a reach around then.
It's really strange.
While she in the middle of cussing me out.
No, well, you don't want that. No, you don't want that. She may sit there and give you the kung fu grip at that point. You know, that's all bad.
She gonna yank that motherfucker off.
But nah.
No lotion, yeah, nigga.
Right. She gonna give you a dry rub.
Dry rub like some ribs. Yeah.
Oh, say hell no, we ain't in Memphis. We are not in Memphis. Better,
no.
Put some of that KC masterpiece on that motherfucker. So no, I won't ask. Not right. Well, my daughter is currently virtual school, so we don't.
Right.
I don't want to fly through the seat of my pants during the day.
Okay, no problem. No problem.
I'll have to wait. You know. When she goes to practice or something, but I ain't trying. If I don't be on the next show, I might have asked her.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. Well, right. Don't ask.
Oh, yeah. Don't ask. All right, Janelle, parting words.
Yeah. Good night.
She high right now, yeah.
I am that's not true. On life.
She mellowed.
On life. Me, on life.
Janelle's parting words is she waiting for y'all's photos.
Man, listen. That is not a factual statement.
# date for Janelle.
Oh, crazy.
Memorial Day. DA, parting words. You got some?
Oh, yeah, man. My whole thing is, you know what? Gentlemen, if you do anything to help yourself in life, get you some money like A-Rod so you can make those type of decisions.
Okay.
There you go. There you go.
Okay.
You got something, James?
Hey, it's a beautiful night. I want everybody to be safe, enjoy themselves, have fun, be responsible, and if stuff break out, just know when you're smart about things, the rule number one, if you're out, just make it home. Just make it home. That's all.
Facts.
All right. On that note, we're going to cut it right there. And thank you all for listening in again. And Any got questions, comments, or topic suggestions? I don't really know why we ask for topic suggestions, because we don't stick to the topics. They always go out the window.
Hey, well, maybe if our listeners gave us some good ones instead of sitting around like bumps on a log, we would.
Exactly. Email us at unprivilegedaf@yahoo.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Follow and subscribe to us on YouTube. And tell a friend, like, share, everything. Do all that good stuff for us. That way we can keep bringing it, okay? On that note, you all have a safe night, and we'll see you next time.
Good night.
Peace. Deuces.
Peace.